We should spend a second here talking about birthday number 28 here at the radio station. It is amazing.
28.
It's crazy. It really is to make it that long and to really have damn near the same people here for 80% of it. It's unheard of, right? Like, this is not normal. This is weird.
Yeah.
It really is. And especially a little, you know, PP ant startup 1310 where you're just...
Like 100 watts.
Seriously. You're hanging on by a thread and
it's not like our FM signal now is some type of blowtorch.
I know.
I mean, I start getting Mexican radio at White Rock Lake.
Yeah, I do too. But it's all part of the charm and the allure of this thing that's lasted almost 3 decades. And, you know, I wasn't here day one. I got here like 9 months in. But, like, you know, hearing Mike tell the stories through the years of what they were going through on this day.
Right.
It's scary is what it is. And the fact that it ever got off the ground at all is a minor miracle.
The fact they didn't have any help and no one believed in them. Everybody wanted it to fail outside of the bubble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dan always says this, and I agree with him. Despite, and I guess in my case, I was here like around the fourth birthday, and he got here about the fifth birthday. In fact, I think his first week was the fifth birthday party we had out there at Sneaky Pete's, as I recall. It was kind of a summer bash slash fifth birthday party, mm-hmm. 1999. And he always says, in his head, no matter how long we're here, it feels like that 5-year window was like 20 years, right?
Yeah.
The stories, the turmoil, the ownership change of at least twice, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's all this weird thing, but honestly, even when you look at it from that perspective, it's still always fascinating to think about what normal is in radio. And this is why, if you're a P1, you might roll your eyes at this conversation again. Like, you got, okay, we're doing this again every January. You guys do. Honestly, guys, the only reason we do is because we're in radio and we know what longevity in radio means. Not necessarily for a person, because there are people with long radio careers, but for a team.
Yeah.
And so, when we got here, and I know Bruce left, I want to say about 24 months after we got here. So listen, we're talking 01, maybe 02. For some reason, I pair it with the San Diego Super Bowl. So Raiders-Buccaneers. And that's when Bruce left. And I remember a conversation about that is, man, how long do you think this thing has? And that was like January 2002. So, like, the eighth birthday party. And I don't know. Maybe we can get to 10 or something like that. But it no doubt played its prime already.
You have to think, too, when I mentioned that the people that were outside of the inner sanctum of this station wanted it to fail and expected it to fail. And in all likelihood, it should have, because you had all of the local media pundits that were looking at this going, What are you doing going over there to this startup radio station, Kurt Menefee, Skip Bayless, with a bunch of no-name, pretty much fresh out of college 20-somethings?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by most optics, it probably appeared to be destined to fail, and it probably appeared to be some type of, well, you know, it's a cash grab. I'm going to go in here. They're giving me this much money. I'm sure it won't be off on the air in 6 months, but... You know, something to do right now. But and the reason they brought those people on, they brought Kurt and Skip, you know, and people say what you want to about Skip, but at the time he was pretty widely regarded and had talent in
name.
The business and a big
yeah.
name. It legitimized what these 20-somethings were trying to do. And you see that those guys, where they are now, they've gone on to do arguably bigger and better things. But you also see that the guys that stuck around after that team broke up, I mean, half of those guys are gone, not counting Gordon.
Right.
I mean, you had Craig and George and Mike and Greg.
Yeah.
Mike and Greg are no longer here. Mike's been gone for 2 years. Greg's been gone for 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's stunning, and like for me, kind of wandering into the radio station and like, hey, can I do something here? You know, like that first year, and
you're 8 months into its existence.
Yeah, I got there in October of that first year.
Got here in March of '99, so right at five.
Yeah. So but just to see, it was still kind of this like you're running a shell game operation almost at that point, you know. And I don't think they'd had like a big ratings book or anything like that yet, but like the buzz was there. Like it was, you knew. And I would go on remote with the Hardline guys as an intern, you know, like doing crappy stuff for them. And but to see the way that the listener interacted, you knew something was cooking. And it was so cool just to be a part of that. And you wanted to soak up as much of it as you could. And I think for a lot of people, and, you know, a lot of people like me, where I was in my early 20s, or you know, 24 or whatever, I decided Gordon was the same way. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, this here. I want to be here. And, you know, if you don't, if these, Mike Reiner and those guys don't take a chance, as I've said before, you know, you're talking about generations now of people that have been employed for a long time at this radio station that have jobs that have helped raise families and things like that. Just on a whim that this guy took a shot that something like this would work.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy to think of it that way. Because, like you said, it shouldn't have worked. You had the money, but just nobody thought anything like this stood a chance.
Yeah.
And you know, Mike Reiner deserves a wealth of credit. There's no question. The guys that have been here and come and gone deserve a ton of credit. But, dude, this thing is anchored by our freaking morning show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has been since the damn thing started. And to watch them perfect their craft and grow and become what to me is the best show on the station. I don't think anybody that works up here would ever argue that. They're perfect. They are seamless. They are slick, but they're still relatable.
Two of them are perfect.
Yeah. George and Gordon.
I don't want to say which.
They're relatable. I don't know. To me, they're the perfect radio show. They're everything that I want to hear in the morning when I turn on the radio.
Yeah.
There's no doubt there's nothing better.
There's nothing better.
They're fun. Yeah. And yes, you're right. Through
and
the
they've
years,
remained intact.
And I remember.
They're as is.
Yeah, for sure. And I
everything else has gone. Even Bob and Dan. You know, it's not Bob and Dan anymore.
Right.
The Hardline's gone through as more changes than you and I can even shake a stick at.
I know.
Bad radio now is double D's.
Including us.
Yeah.
Being part of the changes to that show.
Early on, yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's just, you know, honestly, every time we do this, we enjoy these conversations for various personal reasons. But honestly, it all kind of comes back to a lot of us feel like we won the lottery. You know, and it's this thankfulness to...
Not financially, but I know what you mean.
Right. Well, it's this thankfulness of your career path. Because honestly... you said you got here at 24. I got here at 26, and you have no idea what your career might be. But you do know that people in our business end up moving 8 times, and they go to 14 stations and work with 23 people, and they just hope that at some point they get a foothold somewhere.
Markets of varying size.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. And so we were prepared. I was prepared for that. I was prepared for... And we're just going to move a lot, and that's fine because you wanted this life. There's, you know, if you want to do something less exciting, you can find something more stable. But you wanted to get into, you know, your version of showbiz. I did.
Yeah.
And so to be sitting here near my 50th birthday and I'd never had to move once.
The one thing that kind of in tandem with what you're saying is you think of all of the things, all of the efforts that have been made to tear this thing apart. That all of this very seductive offers that have been made to every show on this station, often for more money than what they settled for to stay here, it's because they wanted to stay here.
Right.
Gordon Keith could be doing what he does in a bigger market, making more money than what he does, but he likes working here.
Right.
I mean, this thing could have been broken up 10 times over and people gone over onto bigger jobs, more important jobs, you know, higher paying jobs, but they've stayed because you feel like you're a part of something unique and special.
You are, and you know, the listeners are part of it. Is, I mean, they are the biggest part of it.
Yep.
And the fact that we've connected with them the way that we have, and Mike said it a million times through the years, but you know, he worked at another radio station that had something kind of similar, but not even close to this. Like, you know, leaps and bounds away from what the Zoo was. Mm-hmm. There's just something incredibly unique, and I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure this city is not going to have anything like this again. But I mean, you know, we're talking about being one of the last, the last bastions of old style radio. You know, here. And we'll have to mold with the times, obviously. And that's the beauty of it, too, because we do these things maybe on a yearly basis where we'll look back at it. And when we turn 30, it'll be a bigger deal than this. But for me, at least, I don't like to look back. I
like to for about 7 minutes at the end of a show.
Yeah, it doesn't feel...
Once a year.
It doesn't feel right because we're all still into this and moving forward and... We have these ideas, and you know, it's just you don't look at it from a man 28 years. You give yourself a day to do that, and then you move on because you keep looking ahead. And I think we've done that for so long, and I think that's a credit to the people that do work here. We're not about the nostalgia. We're not about sitting there patting ourselves on the backs. We're about putting together one show on top of another show and making it go for
just keep stacking them.
A week and a month and a year, and then before you know it, you do hit 30.
We've got to get Carmen Policy on tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
We should. He could really put this thing into perspective.
Carmen Policy.
What time are you kicking us out of here, Mino? We good for a little bit?
Yeah, about a minute.
Okay.
Well, I, you know, look.
Closing arguments.
I just want to say I'm super thankful. And to who? You know, the whole darn thing. You move to a city you've never been to, and then this happens, and you feel like it still has a lot of life left in it and still have a lot of loyalists. I'm just so thankful. It's unbelievable.
Yep, we all are. It's been a nice run. Happy 28th. Thank you to old Mikey Reiner for
sure
laying it all on the line for this, because without him, there ain't no us.
That's right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.